Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Would you please come up to the podium? Get all my paperwork done correctly here. Okay, and if you would please start by stating your name and your ADC number.
My name is Mukhtar Bilal Najla. My AOD is 039674.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize in advance. I'll probably say your name wrong, but I'll do my best.
Najla would be fine.
Najla, okay, that part I can get. That's
so that's two different words.
Yes, it's one name.
Najla.
It's one name.
But it has a hyphen in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's one name.
Oh, okay. All
it's
right.
Najla.
That's what I was like. I was looking at the Najla. They
do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. So it looks like you are out on Limb West, and this board granted Limb West to you on January 16th of this year. Is that right? Okay. Well, I'm looking for. We have quite a number of papers, paperwork. We have a lot of certificates from you, from things you did while you were incarcerated. And I'll just do a very brief review. Today, you're eligible, you're on home arrest, but you're eligible for a general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. Those are the three possible choices today. And you became eligible on March 20th of this year. So when did you actually get released? When did you go out?
April 2nd.
April 2nd. Okay, so you went out April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Okay. That'll be a happy day for you.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Okay. And looks like your sentence ending date is May 20th of next year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're approaching that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you were serving 14 years for the crime of conspiracy.
That was my final sentence.
That was your final. Okay, and you had completed the armed robbery escape and another armed robbery. Okay, got it. Okay. And the original crime occurred on July 31st of 1982. How old were you when the crime occurred? Do you remember? About? Well, I didn't mention your current age. You were 35? Okay. Yes, you notice I didn't mention your current age, and I won't. About that, I won't mention your current age. And you were convicted in a jury trial.
Mm-hmm.
In February of 1983 and sentenced in March of 83. And you did appeal, it looks like one of the counts were vacated. The second count, too, was vacated. Okay. Just a quick review of your criminal history. It had gone back to, like, 1969. And you had a prior out-of-state conviction, but nothing here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're an Army vet. Is that correct? Okay,
Vietnam,
when did you serve? Vietnam vet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what years did you serve?
66 to 68.
66 to 68. Okay. Well, thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
And you have quite a few supporters today. I mean, I can see five people signed in. Are there any more that didn't sign in, or...? That's it, just the five of you. That's quite a lot, so that's a good thing. Okay. Where you've been working, are you still working at the same place that you had planned to, and how's that going?
Oh, it's going fine. It's going fantastic, because I get a chance to do what I do best and what I've done for the last 35 years, and that's to mentor and reach out to ex-offenders, outreach.
Okay.
That's what I do best.
Okay. So that's pretty much, that's what that job is. That is, okay, to be a mentor. Well, that sounds like great work. Okay.
That's part of it.
Part of it. What's the other part?
Well, just to make sure that the information that the guys, when they're getting out, is accurate information. Checking in with halfway houses, making sure that they fit the individual. Because some of the information, when I found it, when I came out, a lot of the information that the CO3s were giving us were incorrect or outdated. So I want to make sure that it's updated. So the guys come out, like when I had to get a driver's license, when I had to go to Social Security, I had to go back and forth because I didn't know the proper procedure. It was never told us. So just making sure the guys can come out and have an easier road and get it done what they need to get done.
That's great. Well, that's going to be really helpful to them to have somebody who just did it.
Well, the CO3 thing is good because it helps them.
Right. And I remember from working in the institution that it is very hard because things change so fast, outside. Exactly. The contact info changes, the address, they move down the street, and lots of things change. So that's good that there's somebody helping to keep up with that.
Well, being the original, I'm one of the original along with Joe. We're two of the original peer educators who were certified through DOC, Red Cross, and Maricopa County Health Department. So we work closely with the CO3s to make sure we can find family-friendly employers, employment for the guys when they get out, and things of this nature. So that's what I've been doing for the last 15, 20 years.
And it sounds like you're really enjoying that too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to pay back what I owe.
Okay, sir. Let's see, what else was I going to ask you? How have you adjusted to the to your itinerary and all of that, and having the...
I'm adjusting, yeah. I mean,
you're an organized Pentagon.
Well, you have to have an itinerary no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like short range goals, long range goals, and itinerary is the same thing. If there's a change, my parole officer has been very helpful in showing me what to do. I would like to think that I've tried to make it easy on him too. But it's come out, it works fine. I try to get it in on Thursday, so they have a chance to peruse it and get it back to me, so
okay.
We haven't had any problems with it.
Okay, good. So you haven't, because some people have a hard time with that.
I didn't speak to that. I don't think we
did. Well, there he is. So we'll hear from him in just a minute. Okay, let's see. What else was I going to ask you? Let me see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
So I see that you were able to move out of the halfway house. You still staying with your son?
Yes, I am.
How's that working out?
Oh, it's working out fine. He's so glad. He would be here today, but he had an emergency. His son got sick, so he had to go deal with that. But it's working out fine. The halfway house had bed bugs, and believe me, it was horrible. So to be able to move in with my son after so long and really mentor him because he needs it.
So how long had it been since you had that opportunity to spend that time with your son?
30-some years. Uh-huh.
And so the relationship?
He's loving it.
All right.
He's loving it.
All right, I see that you also, there's a letter in here from your sister.
Yeah.
And how's that working?
Well, my family's great. My family has never, my family's been supportive of me my entire life. And one of the reasons I think I not only survive but thrive is because of the love of my family. You know, I grew up in a well-to-do neighborhood in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And when I came back to Vietnam, I didn't realize how much I had changed. My parents did because they were members to the Army. And this is not to put blame. Everything I did is what I did. It's my fault. I made the choices and the decisions, but now it's time. I think I paid back what I owe. You know, I tried to do it honorably, and I'm still trying to do it because I feel I owe it. Because victims were the community, my family, all of them were victims.
Because there's, what about, did you ever do the documentary that they were?
We're still working on that because I'm on house arrest in certain places that I can't go. So hopefully if I get off of house arrest, we can move around, we can get that done. And that's what we're looking to do.
And so you're mentoring inmates that's been released from prison?
They'll call in. If they have problems, they can call in and I'll deal with them. You know, some of them, you know, one thing I try to express to people, you know, a lot of guys come out and women come out and their problems is they have too many expectations. They listen to people who went back on these revocations and they messed up. All nine parole officers, this and others, house arrest is this and house arrest is that. You know what I mean? But I came out without any expectations, almost like a military mind. And I'm going to adapt and overcome, and that's what I do. So if you don't have any expectations, because if you have expectations, it seems like the first thing that doesn't go the way you expected, you revert back to the old ways.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions, Mr. Nam?
No.
All right. Well, sir, I think we're going to let your supporters come up if they'd like to. I don't know who would like to come up.
Yeah, watch out.
If you'd like to just have a seat, you can have a seat right here. And whichever one of your supporters would like to come up first. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name for us?
My name is Michael Alino, and I spoke, I believe, in front of some of you last time when Matthew was first, up for, possible release. And so, but I just wanted to say, because I work for Gold Canyon Heart and Home, which is, the same organization that Najee works for. So since he's gotten out, I've been paired up a lot with him. And I actually, he worked for me in prison. I was a chief of security. This is 10 years ago. I mean, I've long since, I retired 8 years ago, so it's been a while. But working in the corrections field for almost 2 decades, I've known people throughout the years, and I find myself at an interesting crossroads because a lot of the growth, that I've had coming up, through the decades and seeing people overcome things, I touched on this last time, I think, but Najee's one of those guys where he probably has picked up more than anybody than I've ever seen in all my decades. So, interestingly enough, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but he's kind of a moral compass, if you could believe it. He reminds me a lot of times that, the easy way is not the best way. Sometimes, in life when we have running around, doing errands, and sometimes he's kind of a reminder that, enjoy the road. The road might have difficulties, but, you slowly overcome your obstacles, and life is kind of a path. I noticed one time when we were at the office and there was a Sonic across the street, and I went across and grabbed something. And so he has to stay put, but I wanted to go across the street. And he's like, well, it's a long walk. I'm like, no, it's right there. He goes, well, no, because the crosswalk is half a mile down there. You're going to have to go down. You don't want to go jaywalk. Just small things like that. But that's on a small level. On a larger level, we've touched on, because I would drive him sometimes from Phoenix, from his halfway house down in, toward the offices at. And in Russia, we'd be talking about things, and we have different religions, he's touched on morality and stuff, and he's even encouraged me to go back, because I mentioned I need to go to church, a little more often than I do. And he's kind of touched on the fact that even though we're different religions, he's, if you get closer to your Creator, it kind of, you can get more in tune with yourself, and it enhances personal growth. And I just thought that was ironic because even though we're of a different faith, it just speaks to spirituality, and I think that that's a very similar thing no matter what religion you are. And, there is a moral compass there. And I've learned things. For right now, he basically is our moral compass. And I just wish that, I could explain it. I'm not a great orator, or anything, but, I'm impressed, and what can I say? He's a great guy. And, if you guys have any questions for me, I'd love to answer them instead of just going on here.
Thank you, sir. What unit did you work at? You were in Florence,
right? Yeah, I worked all over the state.
Oh, okay, so I knew that's familiar.
Yeah, became chief security. I worked the maximum units for almost half my career. I worked level fives.
Yeah.
Najee and I know a lot of the same guys. We talked about some of the inmates we went into, and, you know, some of them were really hard-headed, and some of them were just stone cold, you know, killers with no soul. And but other people, you know, you see people that have been in so long, and there are guys in there that want to do good things, but there's guys that don't set boundaries, you know, like they almost need the rigidity of the schedules. And a lot of people function better under certain type of guidelines and even the moral compass, which we talked about. But, you know, organization in your life, and a lot of people don't have that, but sometimes some of the people will get it in prison, and then you can notice that with the peer mentality, some prisoners do well when other guys are you know, supporting them on. And I think that's where he comes in, because a lot of people look up to him, and some guys will see that, you know, he does have a rigid type of, you know, everything he does, whether it's his scheduling, whether it's his organization, whether it's his moral compass, you know, I think a lot of guys look up to him and maybe see him as an external force in their life, you know. And, you know, that's why I was trying to tell you a little bit that he's even affected me a little bit in that regard. So, but he definitely affects other people's lives, and a lot of guys getting out, you know, the younger guys and stuff, have never had that kind of mentor or father figure or what have you in their life. And he definitely provides that. So that's the advertisement I can give.
Well, thank you. That's good information. Mr. Neal, Mr. Johnson, any questions? Okay, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Good morning. Please state your name.
Joseph Schiappetto.
Welcome.
Senior.
All right.
I am one of the founding directors of Gold Canyon Hardin Home. The other director, Jeannie Reynolds, can't be here today. She's dealing with cancer now. But I came here to talk about Najee. I've heard his name so many times over the years, and to finally meet him, he lives up to everything that I've heard about him. And I'm really proud that he's going to work with our organization, which we do a lot of help with the inmates as they get out. And, he's lived up to everything and all the praises that people have told about him. And I'm just proud to have him working with our organization and to call him a friend. In 4 months, he has proven everything. But we need him to be able to be more mobile than he has been. I've made trips picking him up back and forth to the office, and he's always in good spirits. I don't think I could handle that, honestly. So I just think he needs to be able to do what he does best, and that's communicating with people. And he can't do it with so many restrictions. So that's where I stand right now.
Okay, so any questions for me? No? Thank you for coming today.
Oh, my
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Thank you. Please state your name.
My name is Kyle Harless.
Okay.
So I've been with GCHH, Gold Canyon Hardin Home, for about a year. In that time, I've had the honor to work alongside Najee for the last 4 months. this little background about myself. I've never been in serious trouble or ever been convicted of a crime, so working with people like Najee is a little bit foreign territory for me. With that said, Najee's always on time, he's always ready to work. He's an exceptional human being with impeccable work ethic. And I get mad at him because he often outworks me and I'm less than half his age.
he's a new boss guy.
It's all over, to be honest with you.
We didn't tell your age, don't worry.
No, on a serious note, like I said, since this is foreign territory for me, Najee has impacted my life and caused me to change my mind of what I thought what a former inmate is and what that comes with. His story, the life he's lived, the life lessons he's learned, has caused me as a young man to learn and grow as a person. And as you guys probably see, he has a natural ability to interact with other people. And that being said, he plays a huge role in our organization. And all in all, you know, I just hope that he'll be able to travel freely to get where he needs to be so that he can be of great service to us and society. That's all
okay.
I have.
Oh, thank you. Any questions? No? Thank you. Thanks for coming. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Please state your name.
Joseph Chepetta.
Thank you.
Junior.
Okay.
It's nice to see you all again. I remember last time we were here, I was looking at this guy on that screen.
Uh-huh.
It was rather surreal. And Mr. Moon, I still haven't been able to put it in a bottle, but we do our best. I don't know what else I could say about the gentleman I call my brother from another mother, other than the fact that it's been an honor to work with him out here. Is that line from Forrest Gump, we were peas and carrots again. So it's been a great journey. 4 months has been almost like 4 years. His work ethic is unbelievable, and I have to keep up with him. He's running in place in some ways, and of course you've heard that a little bit, but he still complies. He's got a great parole officer who has been an incredible resource to our organization, helping us with Najee.
Good.
It goes without saying, we got to say thanks. And I know you guys got a busy schedule, so I'm just going to say he is awesome, and we would really like to start work on his documentary and other outreach programs, too. We've been invited to a lot of conferences, and it's just difficult. The itinerary is set up to be what it is, and it's necessary, and then we're hoping that he can transition to the next phase.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you too. Okay, any other supporters want to speak today? Mr. Pogue?
Good morning.
Good morning. Please state your name.
Patrick Pogue.
Thank you.
Law Server with AEC.
And what would you like to let us know?
Let's see, where it starts. So before Najee was released on home arrest, I received numerous phone calls from staff that have known him for years, the prison facilities, things like that, telling me he won't be giving any problems. He's one of those guys that's very focused on what he needs to do. I had ADWs, I had CO4s, I had CO3s calling me, just saying, just raving about him, and I was kind of curious. Sometimes you just never know what you're going to get. Long story short, he's done exceptional on home arrest. Very little. He made very few mistakes. He had one home zone violation where he left 10 minutes early. I think it was the first couple days that after he had been released, he was on his way to probably Social Security and left 10 minutes early. So we brought him in the office, spoke with him. Ever since then, never had one other issue. The work he does for Gold Canyon Heart and Home is, I think, very important, obviously, and I think the board understands the importance of having
somebody who does the mentorship and provides the resources to the people incarcerated, help make their transition easier. I think with his experience, especially for the length of time that he's been incarcerated, he sure gives a lot of credibility to those that he offers services to. Certainly, he's done it all, seen it all, and everything that in between. So he's a valuable resource to them. And I know that you know, he's been 100% compliant with his itineraries. He prepares them every week, sends it to me, in fact, early every week, and never had really any issues with him at all. I know for he has expressed you know, the concern that you know, he'd be more effective and be able to provide more services to those who need his help as a mentor without the GPS device. Clearly, just from the time that I supervised him, you know, the Home Rest program is what it is. It's designed to make sure that we have proper, adequate supervision on people that are released on home arrest, and which is necessary. Since I've been supervising him, I think, like I said, with especially his aspirations and goals and opportunities he has with Gold Canyon Heart and Home, I think that, like I said, the GPS device does hinder him somewhat, especially in activities and going to places and meeting with people that he just really can't do on home arrest. But in all, he's been very compliant with his all his conditions of supervision. All of his UA tests have been negative for any prohibited substances, no dilutes, no mist. He's very easy to talk to. I often found myself at his residence for sometimes extended period of time just talking about random things. Just he's just really easy to talk to. But as far as the supervision part, I want to say on cruise control, he kind of is. He's very self-motivated and doesn't need any extra push from me other than just to follow up with him to make sure, see if there's anything else that I can do to help make his life a little easier or anything like that. But like I said, he's been compliant with all the GPS conditions. His cost of supervision fees are all taken care of. He loves living with his son at the residence. I can tell he's truly happy with his opportunity to be on home arrest.
Okay. So he's not one of your trouble clients?
No, he's not.
Any questions, Mr. Neal?
You know, just saying I had to wait for your vote.
No, I apologize. No, that's
job security here. Mr. Johnson has a question, I think.
So Mr. Nagy kind of talks about his age a little bit, but has he been, as everyone says, working really hard out there? So, and you spend the time with him, and the recommendations that you actually got from the POs coming from the prison and CO3s coming from there, that's not something that you normally get, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been in the department almost 20 years, and it is rare when especially when you work in the field of corrections, as most people know, that you just never know what you're going to get with people. And you know, there's those people that you meet, especially in the facilities, that you think, oh, this person will be just fine when they get out, and then all of a sudden they have a revocation or things like that, or the other way around, you think someone's, oh, this person's going to be held on wheels for, and then they come out and they actually transition pretty well. So you just never know what you're going to get. But he's exceeded my expectations, and I'm just, like I said, I'm glad that Gold Canyon Heart and Home has given him an opportunity to work and help other people out in capacity. He's found something I think he truly loves to enjoy, loves to do, and I think that it's his calling, like I said, with his experience. But he's told us in multiple occasions, saying that, you know what, if I screw up, that's my own damn fault, and I get what I get. And
and he said, no, he goes, I don't deserve to be out if I have any violations. He says, you know, I'm foolish enough to fail this. He said, you know, that's not my plan, it's not my intent. But if I'm fooling enough to pick up some parole violations or some home arrest violations, yeah, I deserve to go back. He said, I have no business being out here. So he's made it very clear to me that he has very high expectations, and yeah, I don't think you'll find many people on home arrest that actually tell you that if you have violations, you know, that he doesn't deserve to be out. So.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming today. Okay, so no other supporters, or? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, sir. The board will go into discussion. As you know, you've been here, well, you were there last time, you were on the camera last time.
Yeah, it's better in person.
It's much better. We like it better, too. We like it better having you here. So we'll just do a discussion, and we'll be back just momentarily with you, and you can either have a seat or stand right there, whatever you prefer.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, so the board is now in discussion. I remember from our initial hearing in January when we put Mr. Nagy on home arrest, I remember things he said, and that he, as Mr. Polk says, he is a person who truly takes responsibility for his own actions. And you know, we often kind of joke and say, what exactly does that mean? But Mr. Nagy is an example of someone who truly does. I think based on his, you know, everything we've heard today, and especially the testimony of his parole officer, I think that he is someone who should be granted parole so that he can continue his work and be able to move a little more freely. But I would, anything else in your comments about the board members?
No, I agree with what you're saying, you know, Ted. You know, usually we try to look at 6 or 7 months.
A little longer, right.
But when you have somebody come along with this kind of record and everything else like that, and I think one of the biggest things is for him to be able to, spread his wings, so to speak, because I can understand a lot of things that in the work that they want to do, evening meetings and things like that, and I'm sure that's another reason why Officer Paul speaks so highly of you, because then you won't get very many calls for, can I take my tour? No, that's, we understand that, and you've done quite well, but you know what I mean, that's, I think that would be beneficial not only to him, but to who he's working for, and that's very important, because if you could help anybody transition back so they don't fall down and get revocations or re-offend, that's a very good thing.
Yeah. He seems like a very organized person, so I think he'll be able to handle it.
Much more than I am.
Me too, brother. I agree. I think that he's done a good job in the time that he's been out, and that he still has a good support system. And you know, I think that it's a huge adjustment for him out there. But I think it's exceptional when you can get out and spend 30 years since you've had a relationship with one of your kids, and to live with your son, and how that relationship that is, you know, speaks phenomenal to me. Because I know it takes, you know, a long time to actually build that. I know Mr. Nagy talks about doesn't want to tell his age, but maybe he looked back in the file and I had to go look. But I think that's a plus. I think it's a plus for a lot of the young ones. It's also a plus for those who've been in there and served long periods of time, that they can turn their life around and still be successful. So I do think that is a plus to be able to do that, because you know, we see people coming there all the time, and you know, those are the things that they need. I think he's to be commended for it, and I hope that he, you know, continues to work along those lines, because we hear more way too often that, you know, a lot of people are reaching out for that service. So it's just not young people that are getting incarcerated, it's coming out as people that's been incarcerated, that's been back and back and back again, that sometimes they need to have that mentorship with someone who's been there, understands that, and can be able to relate those issues to them. So I think it's commendable that, you know, at 71 that, you know, he's still able to work, reach out, and still touch the lives of so many people.
Okay, then based on all the information and our conversation today, testimony of Mr. Pogue, I'm going to make a motion that we grant general parole, so 412A, and that we deny home arrest and absolute discharge for Mr. Maggi.
Second. Agree.
All right, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed by Mr. Johnson. And let's see, conditions. Follow all mandatory conditions. No alcohol use. Random tests for drugs and alcohol. Restitution's all paid. Abide by institutional rules, although that's really not, I mean, it kind of goes without saying. And then the continued supervision fee. And I believe that's it. So, Mr. Naji, can you live with those conditions?
I sure can. And let me thank the board for their consideration.
Sure.
And we thank Mr. Pogue because he's been helpful. And my family back here, mm-hmm. even though sometimes it's a motley crew, brother.
It's okay. Motley crew is the best
kind.
That's the best kind.
But we did it done, brother. So, but I thank you.
You do.
If I was any happier, I'd be fishing right now.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. Well, thank you for
your opportunity to go
fishing. And probably the only negative thing is that Mr. Poe won't be your parole officer anymore.
I heard he would be.
Are we real still?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Excellent. Well, that's even
better. Well, it made a difference who my parole officer is.
You
know,
did.
You know.
That's right.
But, yes, Mr. Pogue is a...
It's just to get worse on the phone calls.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, sir. And it'll take a little bit of time to process, you know, and get the ankle thing removed. But
keep following the rules.
Yeah, until then.
That's right.
All right, so well, thank you, and your hearing's concluded.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you, everyone, for your testimony today.